more after this in order to complete this topic, a fifth one. Today, let's talk about God's hands that are strong, powerful, gracious, and that provide. We have all experienced God's strong and powerful hands at some time in our lives. I love these verses. Exodus 15:6. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. That's from the Song of Moses in Israel. Joshua 4:24. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. Joshua said this to the Israelites as they set up memorial stones taken from the Jordan River that they had crossed in flood season. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. This from David's prayer as he turned the kingship over to Solomon. Psalm 89:21. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. That was Isaiah speaking words of comfort to captive Israel. And now verses about God's gracious and merciful hands. 2 Samuel 24:14. David said to Gad, I am in deep distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great, but do not let me fall into the hands of men. This is when God gave David three choices of punishment for his sin of pride in taking the census. Three times in Ezra, God's gracious hand is mentioned. Ezra returned to Jerusalem 80 years after the first exiles returned. He returned with the king's blessing, and his purpose was to teach his people God's laws. Ezra 7:9. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord, and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. In Nehemiah, the gracious hand of the Lord is mentioned twice. Nehemiah felt compelled to go to Jerusalem with the third group of exiles to repair the walls, which were in great disrepair. He was cupbearer to the king and prayed to the Lord that the king would grant his request to go. Nehemiah 2:8. And because the gracious hand of my God was upon me, the king granted my requests. And now some verses from the Psalms. Psalm 98:1. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Psalm 145:14. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Psalm 37:23-24. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his step firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Pressing on, God's provision from his hands. David, as he turned the kingship over to his son, Solomon, praised the Lord in prayer and said, wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. In 1 Chronicles 29:14, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. 1 Chronicles 29:16. O Lord our God, as for all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name. It comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. It took 7 years to build the temple. As Solomon was dedicating the temple, he said, 2 Chronicles 6:4, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who with his hands has fulfilled what he promised with his mouth to my father David." And a few verses later, 2 Chronicles 6:15, "You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today." Let me end this time with a verse in Psalms 145, verse 16. "You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your strong and powerful hands that strengthen and protect us, your gracious and merciful hands that grant grace and mercy in our times of need, in the ways without number that you provide for us as you open your hands to those that faithfully serve and honor you. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. We exalt you, O Lord.